Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two, along with Ross Tucker. I'm Jim Galante, and it's time for Tucker's Tape, brought to you by DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and they're giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 or more on any football game. And all customers, you can double your money as long as Tampa Bay doesn't lose by 74 points. I don't think that's going to happen. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure you use code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit, and $1 wager required. One per customer, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Ross, it's finally here, game week. You got to be ready for this.
Oh, man, it feels like it took a while. Jim, it really did, but I'm so fired up for all the games. Of course, Penn State, Wisconsin, one of the marquee ones. I'll have a game on Saturday as well. Holy Cross and UConn, which is actually a gigantic game for both those programs for very different reasons. But I can't wait, man. It's finally here. I'm just hoping that there's as little interruption as possible this season with COVID and everything, and that people can stay healthy and not test positive, and we can have full stadiums and we can play the games and watch them. I'm really hopeful.
And we actually get to talk about games on the field instead of everything else going around it, Ross. So let's start with a scouting report on this Wisconsin team. What we do know is last year was a little similar between Wisconsin and Penn State. They had a bit of a down year, COVID issues, some question marks at quarterback. Let's start there. It's Graham Mertz at quarterback from Wisconsin. What could you tell us about him and the rest of the Wisconsin offense?
Well, he is their highest recruited quarterback ever. And really, Jim, it's by a considerable amount. You know, he was a U.S. Army Bowl All-American. I actually called that game when he was in it. And not only was he a U.S. Army Bowl All-American, he was the MVP, Jim. And he had a phenomenal, phenomenal game. And, you know, didn't play as a true freshman. And last year was his first year to go out there. And the first couple games, if you remember, I can't remember who they played in the opener.
I think it was Illinois, 20 for 21.
Yes. And then against Michigan the next week, I mean, the way he played in the Army Bowl, where he had probably the best numbers by any quarterback in that All-Star game ever. And then you combine that with his first start, you know, in college against Illinois. I think it was the start of the season or start of the Big Ten season, Jim. And it was a Friday night game on FS1, I think. Maybe it was regular Fox. And he looked unbelievable. The ball never touched the ground. He threw like 11 touchdown passes. Yes, I'm exaggerating. I do that from time to time for effect. Please play along. But he was very impressive. And then the next week, they go to Michigan. They beat them, and he played well. And I think, like a lot of people, Jim, I don't know if you felt this way. I was like, oh, my gosh. Wisconsin, after all these years, has a legit quarterback. Uh-oh. Because they always have a good offensive line. They always have a good running back and running game. They always have a good tight end. And they always have a good defense. You know, the thing they haven't had always is the receivers and the quarterback, but it looked like they had it. I don't know what happened the rest of the year. I think he got COVID at one point and missed some time. The whole Wisconsin offense, I mean, the defense was still good, but the whole Wisconsin offense really struggled after that. I'm not exactly sure what happened with that team. I know they had a lot of issues at wide receiver as well. Guys not playing, guys hurt. And I don't think they have a great running back, Jim. That's the one thing. Watch them last year. They were really banged up on the O-line, banged up at wide receiver. And I'm not sure that they have a great running back this year. I mean, Jalen Berger was supposed to be, you know, this talented guy, but it feels like, and I don't want to get too far ahead of us, but it feels like he's kind of been beat out by this Chez Malusi kid, who they said has just been more consistent.
And I thought I read somewhere that, like most college places now, both of them will get carries. Both of them will get playing time. So I'm not sure we're going to see one of them with that 25 to 30 carries. But in talking about the Wisconsin offense, as you alluded to, we always knew the offensive line, the running game was the big deal, time of possession. Do you think that's going to change very much now with a highly rated quarterback there?
I don't. I think they're going to get back to bully ball. I think they're going to get back to what Wisconsin does and has always had success with, which is running the rock. Now, will they potentially take a couple more shots, Jim? Yeah. You know, shots being deep shots off of play action down the field. I do think that's likely. I also think there's a pretty good chance that they'll convert more third downs. You know, the issue used to be if they didn't run it well on first and second down, they get into third and long, and they weren't real good in that area. Well, with Graham Mertz, and their receivers are pretty good. I mean, Kendrick Pryor, Danny Davis, they've got some legit receivers. I think they'll be able to get those guys involved. I mean, their tight end Ferguson's really good as a receiver. I think they'll take more shots on first down play action with Mertz. I think they'll be able to convert more third downs with Mertz. But running the crap out of the ball is still going to be their foundation.
That's who they are and what they're all about. Let's take a look at the other side of the ball. As you said, they're typically solid on defense. I think that was still the case last year. It sounds like their best players are at linebacker. Is that right?
Seems like that's often the case. They do have a pretty good D-line with Benton at nose tackle and Henningsen at D-end. But, yeah, I mean, I think the stars of the show are their linebackers. Leo Chenal, who's like 260 pounds, was second on the team in tackles last year. Jack Sanborn led the team in tackles last year. You know, they run that 3-4 front, which is not overly popular in college football. And I think it's one of the reasons for their success is, I just don't think teams are that used to going against three-man fronts. They're much more familiar with four-man fronts. And so even when, like Penn State, for example, practices it, Jim, they're not used to going ahead and two-gapping. So they can practice a three-man front, a 3-4. Penn State can. I'm sure they did a lot the last couple weeks. But their defenders on scout team aren't going to be able to do as good of a job with it as Wisconsin is. It's going to be a wake-up call for Penn State's offensive line a little bit when they're going against that 3-4 front and the way Wisconsin, those guys play it to start the game.
Let's talk about how Penn State now attacks that defense. You've got Sean Clifford coming off of a shaky season. You got new offensive coordinator Mike Yurcich. What do you expect to see from Penn State against that defense?
You know, the thing that's interesting about that, Jim, is I don't know that it's going to be all that different from what they were trying to do with Shiraka and what they did with Ronnie. I think it'll be a lot of 11 personnel, which is three receivers, one tight end, one running back, although I would like to see them perhaps do a little bit more two tight end sets. You know, they talk so much about how good their tight ends are with Theo Johnson and Warren and, of course, Brenton Strange. I'd like to see them use them more. You know, I think when you look at their receivers, Jim, I think I'd rather have a second tight end out there than the third receiver. And we'll see if that plays out this year. Maybe some of these young receivers have improved and they're ready to make big plays. But I don't know. I feel like I'd rather have them have the versatility of what you can do in the run game with Theo Johnson as well as Warren or Brenton Strange as opposed to a Lambert Smith or Sullivan Brown or Daniel George or whoever. But That'll have to play itself out. We'll have to see what they end up doing there. But the big difference, I believe, will just be that they go faster. They everything you read, everything you say, they will be more up-tempo. So looking forward to seeing them be more up-tempo moving forward under Yurcich. I hope it helps. I hope it works out for them. Because here's the thing, Jim. The thing about the hurry-up offense is if you are having three plays and then you're off the field, it's a terrible offense. It's like the hurry up and get your defense tired. Hurry up and get your defense back out there offense.
Gotcha. All right, let's flip to the other side now. When Wisconsin has the ball, you're the defensive coordinator at Penn State. I think the big matchup is Wisconsin's traditionally really good offensive line and some question marks with Penn State's defensive line. What do you do if you're Brent Pry?
Well, he's going to have to bring the safety down in the box. I just don't think their front seven is going to be able to hold up. Their defensive line, it just leaves a lot of question marks. Maybe they'll be better. Maybe they'll exceed expectations. But Mustafa is really the only known commodity in my mind. We hear good things about Tangelo and Ebikite, the grad transfers, but we got to see them. You know, I don't know if Beeman is heavy enough to hold up against Wisconsin's beef. Hansard, is just a big body in there. So I think you're going to see a lot of Brisker and Jair Brown, especially Brisker, though, near the line of scrimmage, Jim. And they're going to say, you know what? We believe our corners, Joey Porter Jr., Castro Fields, we believe those guys can go man-to-man on Wisconsin's receivers. We're going to put Brisker, almost like a linebacker, down near the line of scrimmage to go ahead and not let, you know, the Wisconsin Badgers just run us over.
Gotcha. All right, in the little time we have left, Ross, looking for a prediction. The point spread, I've seen 5, 5.5, Wisconsin the favorite. And, of course, we need a bold prediction.
So I will say 24-17 Wisconsin feels about right to me. I think they win by 7-10. And bold prediction, man, you want a real bold prediction or an Andy Shea bold prediction? I guess my bold
prediction. I want a real bold one.
Sean Clifford throws for over 300 yards in the game.
All right, very good. That is it for Tucker's Tape. Stick around. We're going to get to your questions, and we're going to ask Ross.
DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 or more on any football game. And all customers can double their money as long as Tampa Bay doesn't lose by 74 points. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.